We're learning Simin Tov Samich Ches. We are in by Sif Katan Chav Beis. We are in Hilchos Pesach. And we are learning the halachas of Hilchos Pesach, Erev Pesach, the halachas of Erev Pesach. And the Mechaber tells us we are the first word in line, V'chei Misha Daitoi Lachzul Mekoyma. We're discussing the halachas of a person goes from one town to another town. A person who has intention to go back to the town where he came from, so he accustoms himself, he follows the laws, the minhagim, of the place where he came from. Whether he's lenient over there, whether they're lenient or whether they're machmir. However, when he is in the town that they deviate. We're in 468.
234.
In the English edition. 234 in English. So he should not show in the community that he's doing different than them. He should not cause machloikis. It's a very important point in life. If the minhag hamakom is a certain way, no reason, if it's the shul, if it's whatever it might be, we don't cause machloikis. We don't try to stand in our position and say, oh, that's what my father does, that's what I do. We don't do things like that. Chas v'shalom. Sifkot and Chav Beis. Now, the Mishnah Ruri here in Sifkot and Chav Beis will tell us that the words of the Mechaber do not come across so clear, and really there's a word that should be added. Haloshin megumga mo'i, this wording of the Mechaber is not so clear. It's very difficult to read it. Daha kola sifkoi b'day t'lachsel mekoi mo'i. The whole entire Sif we're discussing here is when your intention is to go back to the town where you came from. So why is he telling us, and when his intention is to go back to the town where he came from? We're discussing that the whole time. Like we said earlier, the word kol is missing. And it should read, I believe, now I'm looking at the words of the Mechaber, v'chein kol mi shedaitoi. That word kol should be placed right after where it says v'chein. So to call me shedaitoi, everyone whose intention is to go back limkoymoi, and that would correct this problem. Why? The lav dafka, the hakavana, the lav dafka mimakam sho'isim alocha, lemakam sho'inoisim alocha, not only in a place where they do malocha on Erev Pesach, to makam that they don't do malocha on Erev Pesach. Duhu adin b'chol minog shebimakam zeh, noigin kein, b'makam acher, noigin b'opin acher. He says, in all the minhagim that they accustom themselves in one way, you make sure you do not deviate in front of them, don't cause any machlaikis. Sifkot and Chav Gimel, v'ushalo Yisra'eh, you should not do something different in front of them. Koyle bazeh shnei nyan gavni. This includes two different aspects. Aleph, heichi d'minag mekoymei lehokil omekil. The first aspect is when the minhag of Malkum is to be lenient, umekil, and he's lenient. He has to be careful that he doesn't show that he's being lenient. We mentioned yesterday that if a person wants to deviate from the minhag of the town, then he would have to leave the city limits and then do what he wants to do outside of the city limits, because then people don't see him there. He's in the forest, whatever he's doing. He's in the woods. Then he's doing his laundry there, let's say, and when his minhag was to do laundry. Because malacha is different. Malacha, people will know that he's doing malacha. Other types of minhagim that he would do differently than what they do, lo yizvado kishiyase b'tzina, people will know about it when he does it privately. Val kein, therefore, lo hichmir olav rak shelo yisra b'fnei anoshim. Therefore, we're not machmir on this person, it's just that he should not, we're not talking about doing malacha, doing different minhagim. Different minhagim he can do in this town, just don't do it in public if he deviates. Ratzaloima Shaloyasib Farhesi should not do it in public. Beis, Hechi de Minig Mekoimoi, Lahachmir, Umachmir. In a situation where the Minig of Makom is to be machmer, and he's machmer. Tzorich lizar gamkin shelo yisra b'fneim shu machmer. He also has to be careful not to show that he's machmer. Canal leini melacha in regards to melacha. Amnam hechi sheyev shelo yagiv shu boy shu mishanim min hagam. When they will not realize that he's deviating from their minog, yesh loy linog lekula. He could be lenient like them. K'moysam afilo b'shadaita lachzol munkayma k'shemachmirim b'fneim machlekes. If he can walk, go with the flow, and they will not realize that he's being lenient, if they're being machmer, then it's okay, because they're not going to realize that there's anything going on, that there'll be a reason for machlekes. Now, this next line here is extremely important, and it clarifies everything we've learned until now. Okay, now let's explain these last three lines. This whole sif, this whole past couple of sifim here, that when a person leaves his makom, his town, they have certain minhagim. He goes to a new town, they have different minhagim. That he should make sure, like he doesn't deviate from the minhag of the town he's in, that's only talking about minhagim. But if you're talking about isurim, if in your town they paskin, this is usur, and you go to a town they paskin, that's mutter, you cannot deviate. We're talking about isurim here, even if it's the rabbanon. And if there will be fights, I mean, we don't want to, it's a strong word to say, but if there'll be machlaikis because of this, he says, the chas v'sholim, lavur mibnei chshash, eva machlekes, even to violate. And this is the rabbanim because of machlekes. You know, sometimes people have this mindset. We end Shmoneh Esrei with sim shalom, with peace. We should always have peace. And you know what happens? They deviate. They look the other way when it comes to halacha. Halacha gets pushed aside. Always have peace, peace, peace. So the two ways to spell the word peace, if you know what I mean. Okay, we want shalom, we have right to be together, not broken pieces. So here we're being told that mut of lizbol al atzmei ketotos. It's appropriate to have ketotos. Ketotos are quarrels, and not to transgress divrei soifrim. And what happens if a person transgresses divrei soifrim? Very strong words. Sho'ayv al divrei soifrim, when he transgresses the words of chachamim, chayev misa b'dei shemayim. It's very strong, very severe. We don't want to step on the toes of Chazal. So basically, what we're learning until now is minhagim, not dinim, not isurim. Sif kon chav dal, let's finish this sif. Simon, sheir. Mibnei amachlekes, kosu apoyesim, di minag anshi mekoymi lohokil, if the minag of the place is to be lenient, va'asukim minhagoy bitsino, and he accustoms himself like them in private. U'matsu anshi mamokoyim shu boyachshub, and the people find him that he's in there now. He should stop doing what he's doing. It's not like they send out the KGB. But we're saying that it's they realize what he's doing, so he should stop. Once again, minhagim, don't deviate because of machlekes. But if you find a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to stop. Why? The Talmud Chacham, finds you, he knows it's totally in the minhag. So there's not it won't be machlekes. So what we see over here, let's just finish. I'll send my piece here. Don't do your way, your minhag, even in front of a talmid chacham. So we see over here, we should all strive to be talmidei chachamim. If we're all talmidei chachamim, then we'll all fall in the category of having more shalom, more peace with each other. Okay, let's continue now with sif hei. Mechaber says in Sif Hei, "Afilu makim shenagu lasois lo yaschil betchilos malacha ba'arbasar." Even the place where they are lenient and they permit to do malacha, one should not begin lo yaschil betchilos malacha ba'arbasar afal piyishu yochol legomra koydim chatzois. Even though he can finish it before chatzois. Elo, except for Shloisha Umnius Bilvad, except for three craftsmen, three workers, Hem shemaschilim behem, they can begin b'makom shenogu lasos, in a place where the meaning was to do. V'oisin ad chatzos, and they can do malach until chatzos. Who are these three? V'elohem, hachayotim, the tailor, v'asaparim, the barbers, v'akoivsim, and the launderers. These three can even start beforehand, and even continues. Stop by Chatzos. Okay, before we see the Ramah, let's see the Mishnah Brura here to clarify Sif Hei. The Mechaber says once again, Afilu Mokom Shenogol Asos, even in the place where the meaning is to do Malacha, Lo Yaschil Betchilas Malacha, don't start this malacha, even though you can finish before chatzos, except if you're one of these three, the tailor, the launder, and the barber. Sifkon chafei in the bottom, lo yaskil, or tzolaymar. Afilo in yirtzel asoysen letzorech hamayid. Even if you want to do this malacha for yontif, that's chafei 25. V'hudo, v'hado huskur le'el, this is what we said earlier. Dibimakoim, Shenagu lasois oisin, in the place where the meaning was to do malacha, then you're allowed to do. Hainu ligmor malachos shehischil behem mikoidim. That's when you're allowed to start the malachas beforehand, before you dalit, and do the malachas before you dalit. Oy demaya begimul umnius ukedim saim. Or we're talking specifically about these three professions of the tailor, the barber, and the launderer. What are these three exceptions? Ve'elohim, hachayotim, sifkon chavav, ratzoloimar. Im hein letzorech yomtif, if it's for yomtif. Ve'lehikilu elo be'elom b'nei she'am tzrichim lohem harbe. Why are we lenient to permit the tailor and the barber and the kovis, the launder, to do this work before, even if it'll continue afterwards? Because Klal Yisrael needs them. The necessity is so great, so that's why they're permitted. He's doing it for Yantif. Sifkan Chavches. First, let's see the Ramah. That's when he does it for the Mayid, for Yantif. Now let's go see the Ramah. The Ramah says, Haga. V'yesh mekilin loymar. There are those that say, Sheshloish umnius haniskarim mat. That they can begin and do the smalacha until chatzos, even the makom that they in the place where they don't have the custom to do malacha. And if a person started something on Erev Pesach and it's for yontif, even after Chatzos, he's permitted to finish it. Sif Kod and Chav Ches now, in the Mishnah Brura. Afilu b'makom pirush mibnei shehein tzorech gadol amayid. Because it's for a great necessity for tzorech amayid. Im hischi o tzoloymar. O v'shar umnus and other professions, lahaschil os osu b'chol gavne kevin shu makom shenogu shalol asos. Since they're talking about a community where the minhag was not to do malacha, therefore, he would not be permitted to begin. Is also even to begin is forbidden because the minig is not to do malacha. Ella the im hischil koydim yoyim yedalid mut ligmor im hutzoyt letzoyt hamoyid. But what happens if he started before the 14th? He started doing malacha on the 12th, so he's now permitted to finish the malacha on the 14th as well. The chalz of makim shenogu shaloy lasa is this only in a place where the minig was not to do malacha. Before 12 o'clock, yeah, even before. Most places, we all have the meaning to do malacha before 12 o'clock nowadays. It's really like the first sif, which we learned, that we don't do malacha after 12 o'clock. After, when you say 12, meaning on a perfect day. After chatzos, after midday. It's usually closer to one-ish Pesach time, if I'm not mistaken, right? That's correct. Abba malkim shenogu lasos motor in a place where the meaning is to do malacha, which is our communities, for the most part, Bain lahaskil b'chol mlocha is bain ligmor letzorech hamoid v'shaloi letzorech hamoid is permissible. You're permitted to mutter, he says, you're mutter to begin the malacha on Erev Pesach But Tzarech HaMoed, if you need it for Yontif, or even if you don't need it for Yontif, because before Chatzos, Ner Pesach, is no concern in those minhag, in those communities. Sifkad Lamed, Miboy Yoim, begin. Hainu Kaidim Hanetz, Shel Yoim Midali, before sunrise on the 14th. In regards to other professions, Bishar Umniyus, Sifkad Lamed Aleph, Ratsonin, the tanner, who bechlal shar umnus l'reva pleiskim, is included, you know, to make the leather in other categories, in other professions. V'chozer lasleis min olim chadoshim, that's when they would make those new shoes. Nowadays we just go to the store and buy the shoes. Aval sakin hamekayroim l'yontif, but to fix, to go to the shoe repair man, or to go to fix the shoes, l'kuli al mishari l'haskel l'sakin ad chatzos, everyone will agree, you can begin and fix it ad chatzos until chatzos. Sif kod namer beis, oisin ad chatzos, mekevan, shegia chatzos, once chatzos begins, mechuyav l'hasik be'emsa malacha. Even if you're in the middle of doing the malacha, if it's called malacha, then you have to stop doing it. And we learned earlier the importance of not doing work on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So sometimes the halacha people are not so familiar with, and they just do any malachas of Erev Pesach up until it's time to light the candles. Now, just a little introduction to the next few halachas, which we'll, Mr. Shem, be finishing right now. We're going to discuss chickens. And it seems like chickens would be a malacha to put them on the egg, to keep the egg to warm, to hatch the egg. Of course, for all of us over here, we don't live in a farm. It's a very unfamiliar territory, unless someone tells me that they grew up on a farm. I don't know. Okay. Sivvav. So you can put the chickens on the chicken coops on the 14th. It's not considered to be a malacha. Dahainu l'sakin mokom shiyamdu hatayna goylim v'hatayna goylis, to prepare a place for the chickens and the hens. Sif katan lamet gimel mashivin shoivchin v'afilu b'mokom shenagu shloy lasayis, even a place where they don't have the meaning to do malacha, mutu lahask v'lasayis kol eilo ha-malachis muskoyis ad soif simen kol hayoim. One would be permitted to do all of these malachas because they're not forbidden. So you can put the chicken on the egg. Sif Zayin, Tana Goylis, says the Mechaber, Shiyosh v'al habeim, Shloshi yom ma'yoyser u'meisa, a chicken that was sitting on the egg for 3 days, and then it died. Moshivin ha'cheres tachter, k'dei shalo yafsidu habeim. You can put another chicken on top of those eggs, k'dei shalo yafsidu habeim, so that you don't lose out on these eggs that the chicken was sitting on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadon Lamed Dalet, Shloishi Yomim, the Shloishi Yomim is solid me'achila legamri, because for 3 days, you would lose it, you wouldn't be able to eat it. V'ikub say the Rabbah, and you'd a great loss. Im lo yoishiv acheres tachteh, if you don't put another chicken to sit on these eggs. Ava kaidam lachem, but before 3 days, she'adayin ru'yin k'tzas, l'misha dayti yofa v'einu istnes, it would still be edible, there would still be usable for a person who is not an istnes, and not so particular. So if it would be before 3 days, we wouldn't be lenient. That would be considered to be a malacha, not to do after chatzos, if it's before 3 days. Umeisa, then the chicken died. Also, if it ran away from sitting on the eggs. Shemachzir noisa, lemekoymi, allowed to put it back on top of the eggs. Shalei yafsidu habeim, so you shouldn't lose out on these eggs. Muchach mizeh, we see from here. The lahoishiv lechatchilo tayna goylas habeim, there pesach is asar achar chatzos. We see from the context of these halachas that to take a chicken and put it on the eggs to sit on them after chatzos is aser. It's only if you start beforehand. Achein, however, kama poiskim mekilim b'zeh, many poiskim are lenient even after chatzos, v'yesh lahakil le'eis hatzorech k'tzas, and if it's necessary, one can be lenient to put the chickens on the eggs. L'dei azu, according to this, in Mesa, if it died, m'shivin acheres tachteh, afilu im harishoyno lo yoshva aleya en shloshi yamim. If it died, Moshivin Acheres Tachteha, Afilu Im Harishoyna Lo Yoshua Alei, and even if the first one does not die, Shloish Yomim for 3 days. Sif Kodin, Sif Ches, the Mechaber says, different topic now. Garfin Pirush Moitzin Magreifa Vukli Meyuchel Lekach Zevel Mitachas Vagli Behema. Gopher means you take a shovel, it's a special type of shovel which is used to remove the dung of the animal from the feet of the animal. You move it aside. Sif katan lamed zay mitachas regular behemah mashlichin oyisoy lachutz la'ashpa, you put in the garbage. You throw this dung in the garbage. You could only do this when the animal is standing in the courtyard. This is a lifestyle which we're not familiar with. When the animal is in the barn, it's only permissible to move the excrement, the dung, into the side. Mechaber says in Siftes, Hazevel shebechatzer lo yetzienu el yisal kenu letzdadin. The zevel, this dung, which is in the courtyard, you should not remove it, just move it to the sides. And if it became a lot in the courtyard, then you could put it in the garbage. There is no Mishnah Brura on Sif Tes. And we will finish Simen Tav Samaches with Sif Yud. You can bring to a craftsman, a professional, and you can take back from the Uman Kalim wares that have to be taken care of the whole entire day. It's not considered to be, even if it's not for Yontif, it's not considered to be a Melacha. Now this last Ramah is a very interesting one, where he says, Nago Shaloi Lahakis Dam Bishum Erev Yontif Ein Lashanois. The minig is not to bloodlet. They used to have bloodletting practices. They would not do this an Erev Yontif, and one should not deviate. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Ches. The Erev Shavuos, we just had today is Chaf Sivan, which in fact is a very a sad day in the history of Klal Yisrael, where the Mishnah Berurah brings the end of Hilchos Tainis, that 24 wagonfuls of Sfarim were burned in France. On this day of Chaf Sivan. And I was just told earlier that two of the Taz, one of the Gedolei Poskim in the Shulchan Aruch, two of his sons were killed on this day, the father of Magen Avram, the Rashbam's Tamidim were killed all on this day. This day is a very, in Klal Yisrael, Chaf Sivan is a day of Tzaris that took place in our history. So the learning that we're doing should be a Eloi for the neshamas. So we're bringing down over here an Erev Shavuos yotza shade ushmoi tibuach. This loosely translated, this demon, his name is tibuach, slaughterer. He goes out, and the Eloi kiblu Yisrael as a Torah. If we Klal Yisrael would not have accepted the Torah, he says, he would have slaughtered us. If we would not have accepted the Torah, he would have slaughtered us. The Gozer Rabbanan al Kol Erev Yomtiv Mishum Erev Shavuos. And the Chazal made a decree not to have any Hakazas Dam, bloodletting, on every Erev Yomtiv because of the Erev Yomtiv of Shavuos when this shade would go out. And then we have over here, the Shrefin Shekarin Bankis. You know what that is?
It's cupping.
Hot cups. What do hot cups?
They heat a cup, and they would apply it to the person's back, and then provide suction, which they believe would remove impurities. Or
is that like what they do with the pigeons?
It was a folk remedy. In fact, there's the famous expression, that's healthy and tight in Bankis. Like cupping it up to a dead person. Totally ineffectual.
Uh-huh. That doesn't really do too much, you're saying. Okay. So he says, Yesh Matirin, there are those who permit it. Milvad, Hashana Rabba, Shu Yom Nadin, because that's for Hashana Rabba, which is a very powerful day. It's a judgment day, Yom Nadin, which we'll learn Mr. Shem later on, a few months. I'll call upon him, Be'er Shu'is, Yesh Lahachman, which be careful, Mimachmer, Balailo, Shalifnei Arav Yomtiv. The night before Erev Yontif, one could be Mutter Lahakis, except for the night of Hashanah Rabbah. The Erev Yontif Achron Shal Pesach, HaKol Mutter, the last days of Erev Pesach, it's Mutter because it's all one Yontif. Dein a regal with Neatzmai, it's not a separate regal. V'chol zeh, kishiroitz Lahakis, Labrius. this whole discussion that one should not be make his dam, that's only if he's doing it for, he wants to be extra, call it extra healthy. But if it's sakana, if it's danger, aval mishum sakana, kvar doshu barav mishum esoy mashem, and if it's a dangerous situation and the doctor says you have to do the surgery or you have to do something, even if it's erev yontif, then he definitely should take make sure he does it. That when the doctors tell the sick person he has to do a procedure, even if it's erev shvuas, he is permitted to do it. But if not for these reasons, then he should not do it.